House Speaker Sean Jasper looks set to keep his gavel for the next 2 years. He won the support of his Republican caucus during last night's vote for Speaker for the upcoming legislative session. But as NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports, it wasn't easy. It took two rounds of voting, with the last round putting him over the top by the slimmest of margins.
Going into yesterday's race for House Speaker, Sean Jasper knew he faced an uphill battle. Though he first won the Speaker's post 2 years ago, he never mustered the support of the Republican majority in doing so. For that race, he had to rely on Democrats to cobble together a majority vote. That move still rankles a lot of his GOP colleagues, who say Jasper often failed to stick to a conservative agenda as Speaker. But despite vocal opposition, this time Jasper did manage to secure a Republican majority by just one vote.
You put how I came into office and what we went through, you know, this was somewhat remarkable, the fact that I was able to be renominated after everything that's happened in the last 2 years. So I think the fact that I got a majority of the Republican caucus with so many new people out there who don't know me, that was a big win.
It took two rounds of ballots for Jasper to claim victory. With lawmakers tallying their votes by hand on paper, counting the ballots took some time.
The ballot boxes are going to be in the back corner. We'll call you up by session.
But first, each candidate had an opportunity to make a pitch to the GOP caucus. Jasper touted his experience, saying he'll be ready to lead on day one. Representative Lori Sanborn of Bedford said she'll unite the caucus and make sure every voice is heard. Representative Frank Separato of Derry described himself as an outsider who can get the job done. And Representative Carol McGuire of Epsom, who had been campaigning for the speakership for weeks, told members to back Sanborn just moments before the first round of voting.
I am urging my supporters to support Lori Sanborn for Speaker.
After the first round, Jasper earned the most votes, but fell too shy of the number needed to win the race outright. That led to one final round of votes. In Jasper's last pitch to members, he ticked through what he considered Republican successes under his leadership. He also defended his support for continuing the state's Medicaid expansion program, which many GOP lawmakers hold against him.
Today, I directly addressed the issue of Medicaid expansion because I knew that was an issue. I said that I believed that throwing 50,000 people off of Medicaid during an election cycle, and we would have begun the process of doing that if we didn't reauthorize, that we wouldn't have won the House.
But Jasper also called the program, which is part of the Affordable Care Act, quote, fiscally unsustainable, and said he looked forward to major changes from the federal level. In the final round of votes, Jasper won 109-104.
The results are as follows. Sean Jasper at 109, Lori Sanborn 104, and there was one scatter vote.
Although Sanborn, who's entering her fourth term, was hoping to take over the Speaker's gavel, she said she won't challenge Jasper when the full House, including Democrats, weighs in next week. But she still has some reservations on whether Jasper can unite the Republican caucus.
Well, you know, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to be very optimistic that he's going to lead our Republicans in a way that is respectful, and I hope we can return to our core values.
Before the vote, Governor-elect Chris Sununu, who took no side in the Speaker's race, urged Republicans to support the winner, whoever it might be.
It's not about the infighting. It's not about political partisanship. It's really just about getting to work. And that's what we have. We have a lot of work ahead of us, but I think we're all very excited to take on that challenge and get it done.
And that's exactly what Jasper asked of lawmakers before they exited the House chamber last night, urging them to, quote, go make the next 2 years the greatest Republican years that we have seen in decades. For NHBR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.